Good morning.
Morning.
Our scripture today comes from Proverbs 31. I'll be reading it now. Ooh, we're a little loud. Got some feedback. If you have your Bibles, you're welcome to turn with me to Proverbs 31. I'll be reading starting at verse 10. A woman of valor, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She sells wool and flax and works with eager hands. She is like the merchant ships bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it is still dark. She provides food for her family and portions for her servant girls. She considers a field and buys it out of her earnings. She plants a vineyard. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her tasks. She sees that her trading is profitable, and her lamp does not go out at night. In her hand, she holds the distaff and grasps the spindle with her fingers. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. She makes coverings for her bed. She is clothed in fine linen and purple. Her husband is respected at the city gate, where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them, and supplies the merchants with sashes. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive, and beauty is fleeting. But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the reward she has earned, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. At first glance, when we read this familiar scripture about this perfect, wonderful woman who does these perfect and wonderful things, I think of my calendar. I think of my calendar, the family calendar we have on our refrigerator. And a constant source of conversation in our house is what's going on this week, what's going on today, and did you put it on the calendar? Is it on the calendar? Because without the calendar, our lives will fall apart. We have so much going on. We are busy. We're trying to, you know, do activities with our boys. I'm working full time. Matt's working full time. We have meetings and such as that. And I think of our calendar with all the things to do. And for our modern American eyes and ears, we look at the scripture and we think, oh, this one long to-do list. I've got to weave and get cloth and buy fields. And man, that's a lot of work. That makes me real tired. So let's not look at this scripture through our modern American eyes, where we make lists and keep ourselves super, super busy so that on days like today, all we want to do, moms, women, is just rest. My boys asked me on the way to church today, what do you want to do today, Mom? And I said, I just want to relax. Can we just relax? They were like, sure, we can do that. Good, because that's what we're going to do. So because we're doing so much, right? We're doing so much. This woman, she wakes before dawn. She's a businesswoman. She's kind to everyone. She's adored by her family. She weaves and sews. She's Martha Stewart and Mother Teresa and Princess Kate all wrapped up into one. If we as women look at this woman as a to-do list or a measuring stick, we're going to start to feel inadequate. So we're going to look at this scripture today through those ancient Hebrew eyes. And when we see the scripture through the people who actually wrote this scripture, it's amazing what we see. Because first of all, this scripture is an acrostic poem. It's as if the author has, if it were in English, we would see A, B, C, D, all the way to Z. Because each line starts with the first, second, third, all the way to the end, the Hebrew alphabet. It's a poem. It's not a to-do list. It's a poem. It's like she walks in beauty like the night. Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? A woman of valor who can find. I don't know about you, but when I make my grocery list, I sure don't put it in poem form. So this is not a list, it's a poem. Today, there in the Orthodox tradition of the Jewish faith, as Sabbath begins, this poem is what the men sing to their wives at the beginning of Sabbath. Men, when was the last time you sang a biblical poem to your wives? I challenge you today, before this day is through, can you sing a biblical poem to your wife? It's in the Bible. The late Rachel Held Evans, in her book, A Year of Biblical Womanhood, she points out that this poem is just like any other poem in that it draws attention to the often overlooked glory of the everyday. So much depends on a red wheelbarrow. So much depends on the little things that women do. And sometimes we forget, as women, how important each of those little things are. We hold ourselves up, compare ourselves to each other, and we start to feel inadequate. But everything that we do, woman or man, that is done to the glory of God is a beautiful thing. The title of my sermon is not Russian, Brad Cornwell. It is Hebrew. It is Eschet Kahil. It is Hebrew. It means woman of valor. That is what, when it says a virtuous woman, that's, it's been translated so many different ways, but it literally means a woman of valor. In fact, throughout the scripture, there's a warrior language throughout. When it says she gathers her food, the literal word they use in Hebrew is she gathers prey for her family, like P-R-E-Y. So interesting to me. This when she laughs, when it talks about she laughs at the days to come, she laughs in victory at the days to come. She's not worried about what's going to happen because she knows God is in control. A woman of valor, a woman of strength and inner beauty, a woman who takes care of duties both big and small. I think of big, famous, wonderful women who've done really minor things. Women like Malala Yousafzai, remember her? At 15, she did something as simple as go to school. And she was shot in the face by a Taliban. And when she gave her first interview, she said, the first words out of her mouth were, "You can see that I'm still alive." And then she promised she would work for the rest of her life, and so far she has, for every girl, every child to be able to be educated. So she was just going to school. I think of the women in our lives. I think of the everyday wonders we experience through the women that we have come in contact with over our life, whether they were teachers or Sunday school teachers or female doctors I've had have been great to me. I had seeing the babies up here reminded me of when I was pregnant with Aiden, and I had a meeting with my obstetrician, and she was going to be the one there, or I thought she might be the one there when I was going to deliver him. And I was just, you know, thought I was asking such a great question. I said, now should, I've heard, you know, you can do natural childbirth, or you can do like with the epidural, with the drugs and everything. And she looked at me and she said, no one is going to give you a trophy if you don't have drugs. You get a baby just like everybody else. I'm so thankful for her. So we can think of women in our lives who've been there for us, who've encouraged us. I think of my ACT Teens leader, my GA leaders when I was a child. I think of women who've just helped me along the way. I think of my mother. This image kept coming to my mind as I was preparing to speak this morning. I kept thinking of my mother and how she would, on a Saturday morning, she would make sometimes a chocolate meringue pie and a lemon meringue pie. Those are two hard pies to make, do you know? Because you have to make the meringue. And I think, wow, now that I'm all grown up and I have children of mine, I think she took the time to make two totally different pies just because we like them both. She did that for us. I think of my mother-in-law. She survived cancer twice. She was extremely active in Relay for Life. But other than the special bond that she had with my boys and with her own sons, my most treasured memory with my mother-in-law were when we stayed over at their house, and she would at some point in the evening turn to me and say, let's go put in our pajamas and just sit here and relax and talk. Eschet Chahil, a woman of valor. We've all been touched by women who raised us, who taught us, who encouraged us, who love us, who inspire us, who show us the love of God every day. So let us rise up and call them blessed. Let us thank God for the women of valor in our lives. Amen.